Welcome back to another episode with the Wild Thoughts Podcast. Woo! So today we're going to be talking about workplace anxiety and how that anxiety can impact you at work. But we also want to differentiate having anxiety in general and workplace anxiety, because those are two different things. So workplace anxiety is more like having anxiety only related to work, whereas general anxiety is just something that you may deal with in general with different things in your life and not solely based on work. And the reason why also we thought this would be like a really important topic, it was also like a suggestion made by one of our viewers, but feeling anxiety at work heavily impacts your productivity, your quality of work, and your performance, and also causes tension in your kind of day-to-day life and isn't obviously very good for your mental health and well-being. And it is, workplace anxiety is especially difficult to deal with if feelings of anxiety is new to you and it's something you're not used to. So today we're going to kind of give coping strategies and ways that you can identify it and work through it, and also talk about how leaders can manage employees with anxiety. And yeah, that's going to basically be today's episode. But before we get into that, of course, we got our high of the week. You want to go first?
Sure, I can go first. So my high of the week, I think, would be Easter. So I celebrated Easter yesterday with my family, mm-hmm. and it was super fun because we just got all together, and it was like my immediate family. Yeah. Wasn't too many people, and it was just a fun time. We like ate a lot. I played with the kids. The little baby is very shy, so she was like, she was having a hard time warming up to us. But yeah. Then by the end, I got a hug, so that's all that matters.
You won. Won at life.
Yeah, but it was super fun. We did like an egg hunt with them, and like we had that tradition like when we were kids, mm-hmm. and when my cousins were kids. So like we tried to like continue it now because like we have kids to do it with. And
yeah.
Like they had so much fun. And then like even me and my brother were trying to help them because they couldn't find like two eggs. And we couldn't find them either. And
Where the heck?
They were like literally in plain sight, but like we were trying to help them too. So it was like, it was super cute.
Really, honestly, egg hunts and like little scavenger hunts sound so much fun.
They are fun.
I was also thinking like, I wonder if there's so many places to hide the eggs. It's like, but I guess you have to put them in places where it's not too hard to find either. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, like for the baby, like the 2-year-old, we put them on the floor. So okay, we're just like, just find this color.
Exactly. Yeah. Like that's so fun. And I love how you're like keeping the tradition going.
Yeah, super cute.
I love that. For me, obviously, maybe some people know, well, if you're not in Montreal and Quebec, we had like a whole like ice storm and power outage, so we lost our power. Some people still don't have their powers back.
I had my power, so I forgot.
I'm happy you had your power. I don't want anyone to lose their power, and obviously we take electricity and power for granted, but like
it was super scary. There was a lot of fires too, because the tree branches were like falling and hitting the wires, so there was a lot of fires.
Yes, apparently, I don't know if this is like true, but my friend told me someone passed away from a tree falling on them.
You know what? I believe it. Did you see the amount of cars that were crushed?
Yeah, like, because of the...
Even, like, Nick came over and he was scared to park next to trees. And he was telling his family, too, like, don't park next to trees.
Exactly.
We didn't park next to the park.
Yeah, because you don't know when it's going to, like, break. And I think a lot of the trees that are falling, too, apparently it's because they're unhealthy. And plus the 100%. Weight of the ice, like, I guess. But, yeah, it was pretty scary. It's April and that stuff is happening. So, welcome to Quebec. So what I was going to say, my high of the week is that because that happened, my brother who lives in a different area, he had gotten his power back earlier on. So we actually ended up spontaneously going over. So my whole family was there. So it was kind of cute because it was like a little sleepover. We had never slept over there and my niece was there. So we got to like see her in the morning. So I think that was my high, because although it was unfortunate and it kind of you shifted your plans, it was nice to spend like quality time and see everyone together, and it doesn't happen often. And it was almost like a situation that forced us to do that, but it was nice. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. See, just family bonding. Yeah. That's our high.
Both of us, our theme. Oh, but wait, I have a quick story for you that I want to tell you before, Kathy. I literally almost burned my house down this morning.
This morning?
Yes, before coming here. So basically, I'm here. I'm doing some last minute things for the podcast. And I'm sitting on my bed. And I was like, I showered. I'm like, oh, I feel like a nice candle right now would be so nice. And I have a Kleenex box
where my little like nightstand is, it's basically just like a little table, but I have a Kleenex box, I have like my Kindle, like, and the candle and the Kleenex box, whatever. So then I turn it on, I'm like, I put the Kleenex box a little further away, and I'm like, whatever, I'm typing away on my computer. And then I just hear like a, like flames, you know?
Afi.
Kathy, this is what I want to tell you on the pod. Kathy, I'm telling her for the first time right now. Oh my God. And then I turn around, I see my Kleenex box fully on fire.
The full thing engulfed.
Fully, Kathy, like flames. Like, okay, like Afi. The flames were like this high, like from here to here.
That's so bad.
Okay, my parents were sleeping, by the way.
Oh my God, they were freaked out.
So then I look at him like, my first instinct, because my brother had just come back. I don't know, he went to run an errand. He comes back and I was going to be like, I need help. But then I was like, okay, Afi, wait, calm down. You know what to do. So I'm like, no, don't pour water. Get something to like, whatever. Hit it with like a towel or something. So I find a towel and I just like slowly pat it. So I was calm. Yeah.
Wasn't there salt? Like you can throw salt on it?
Maybe. My brain wasn't like, okay. Yeah. I was just like, okay, pat it down. So I pat it. I'm like, okay, it's getting better. But I still see like little flakes, you know? So I'm like, I think I have to do something. So I'm like, what would firefighters do? So I'm like, okay, I take the Kleenex box and I go to the bathroom and I pour water. Mm-hmm. So it like stops it. And it was gone. And then what happened was I had the light box, because I don't like the matches box right next to it that also burned.
Oh my God.
And that's like literally, so I'm like, okay, just to be, and I saw little like a fire inside of it. So I took that in the bathroom and I literally like put water and I threw the Kleenex box in my bathroom garbage. And for sure my parents are gonna know when they wake up. But I'm proud that I was calm. I will also be very careful, not have any like Kleenex or put it somewhere I can see it. That was scary, but I'm proud for it. I did not panic. I panicked for like a second and then I was like, okay, it's fine. Thankfully nothing else, like nothing got damaged. It was literally just the Kleenex box. Yeah, but
I think the lesson here is never put open flames next to anything paper related.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe that wasn't very smart of me. Also, then I got scared because I'm like, did I inhale smoke?
Oh, no.
Are my lungs okay? Am I going to pass out while recording? But I think I'm fine. I Googled it. You're because I didn't like breathe in. I just like looked over and I tapped.
But it also wasn't long enough for you to have damage.
Yeah, I don't think so. You're fine. I'm good. Don't right, worry. Kathy? Someone who knows, like, Kathy, are you confirming that I'm okay?
I think I'm confirming.
Okay, thank you. I don't need to do like purification, no. Right? Okay. But that's my little story of the vlog.
I cannot believe that happened this morning.
Yeah, literally before I was pretty calm.
That's right? Crazy. You were calm. I wouldn't have thought. Actually, we were very energetic this morning because it's sunny outside.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's my little story.
That's crazy. Okay. Well,
don't tell my parents.
No. All right. So before we get into the episode, we're just gonna do the poll on Instagram, our question of the week. So our question of the week was, have you dealt with feelings of anxiety in the workplace? 100% of our followers said, yep. So I think that's perfect.
This is why we should be rich and famous and never work.
I mean,
let's all come up with a plan.
5-year plan right now to get rich.
Yeah.
We should do an episode, how to get rich.
Rich and famous, yeah. Our plan to get rich and famous, like give it up. We're giving you guys our golden tips.
That's so funny.
Let's do this together.
Oh my God, we should do that.
That's so funny. Okay.
Anyways, so Afi got into the little intro beforehand, so we're just going to get straight into the topic. So first, let's just start with what causes workplace anxiety. So it could be, like she said before, you might just have an anxiety disorder. So obviously, if you're dealing with anxiety constantly, you're going to feel it in the workplace too. We're going to focus more on workplace anxiety, like Afi said, which is when the stress at work is causing your anxiety and outside of work, you're completely fine.
Yeah.
So other causes could be that you have strict deadlines and like hard or difficult projects. So that's causing you a lot of stress. You have conflict with other coworkers. That's a big one because a lot of people don't like confrontation and don't know how to deal with that.
Yeah.
You might be dealing with a difficult boss. So if your boss is like shit,
obviously, that's not fun.
Yeah, it's not going to be a fun time. You might have to give presentations and you're not good with public speaking. So that's causing anxiety. I deal with this a lot. Where
I feel like you get some sense of nerves. It's a spectrum, right? Like some people really like have a fear of it. Yeah.
I think for me, like, every time I have to, like, I'm taking lead in a meeting and I have to present, I'm like, no. Even though I know what I'm saying, I'm just like, oh my God, so many people are listening to me.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Like, I did one recently and it wasn't many people, but it's like my director and my manager. I wasn't too nervous, but once you start, I literally like hear myself like gulping words. I'm like, oh, Afi, why are you tripping on your words? Ew, embarrassing. Okay. But
no, I feel like because you're also new to your role, though. Yeah. Like I'm fine with my team. As soon as it's like other people externally, I'm just like, oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's so funny.
Another reason could be like you might have to attend office parties or social events and you have social anxiety, financial stress. So if you're not being paid enough and that it's kind of you're living paycheck to paycheck. I'm stumbling on my words.
No, I don't even know. You're good, you're good. But even me, I don't know what's happening.
I don't know. Sorry, guys. But that could be a huge stressor. Performance reviews. I know that everyone probably gets anxiety from that.
Yeah.
And
I saw a LinkedIn post that said, oh, I'm so excited to get my performance review. No one ever said that.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
Something like that.
Yeah,
funny.
So it's a huge amount of stress. You might work in a highly competitive work culture so that it, or even like if it's a highly like adaptive and like fast-paced work environment and you're not used to it, that can cause a lot of anxiety because you're just like, I don't know what to do and mm-hmm. I can't keep up type of thing. You might lack proper training for your role. So if you're just thrown into your role, there's not really a training program for you. You don't know what to do. Again, imposter syndrome comes in and then you're kind of like not sure what to do.
Yeah, for sure.
You might be working long hours or abnormal hours and everyone knows like that causes burnout. So if you're not sure how to deal with the schedule or if your boss is like pushing you to work overtime all the time, that's going to be a huge stressor. And then finally, poor or constant miscommunication. I think that's just like frustration building up. So like every time you need to work on something, you don't know what to do or you're not sure who to ask because there's always miscommunication within your team and stuff like that. So
yeah. That's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot of reasons. A lot of reasons. And I feel like a lot of the times it's also more than one, right? Like 100%. A lot of things like pair up with each other. And that's really stressful because like maybe dealing with one, but then multiple things. And sometimes like I feel like that's why it's really helpful to have these things listed out because I don't even realize now that I'm reading them like, oh, mm-hmm. yeah, that. So it's like important to identify a thing too.
Yeah, 100%. Next, we're just going to identify some common symptoms. So if you're irritable, you're always exhausted when you go to work, you avoid people. And like, this is just to say like, you see this when you're at work, but outside of work, you're completely fine. You're energized and all that stuff. You have a loss of focus and have a hard time remembering things. You fail to meet deadlines. You have trouble speaking. You're over or under eating. You have constant stomach aches, constant head and neck pain, and you feel great at night, but terrible in the morning. So it's a lot of mental plus physical symptoms that you can see.
Yeah.
And again, it's strictly related to when you're going to work or mm-hmm. at work.
Yeah, no, I can, just a personal anecdote, I can definitely relate to this. Personal anecdote, I can definitely relate to this. I think for me, like my physical symptom, and that you realize because you're like, wait, I've never done this. But it takes time for you to realize it's when it becomes a pattern. But I was clenching my jaw, but it was like my cheeks would feel like tense. Yeah. And the thing is, here it says you feel great at night. I didn't feel good at night. I think it's also like trying to not think about work, but it's like, you know, you have to go back the next day, right? And then at
night.
It's like
Sunday scaries.
Exactly. And then at night, like I would feel me clenching, but thankfully, like, you know, there's ways you can kind of alleviate the pain and the tension by like a night guard and things like that. But anyways, just a symptom that I had. Yeah.
I think I get the stomach aches a lot, like especially if I have to like, if I'm getting an approval for a project, let's say, or I have to present in a meeting, I get like stomach aches and I'm like, oh my God, like I'm not ready. Yeah, yeah.
Speaking.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh man. Anyways, we're fine. We're in this together. We're good. On the path of being rich and famous. So now we're going to talk about basically kind of how to reduce these feelings of workplace anxiety. So first of all, become aware of your triggers. I think this is something common in a lot of processes when you're trying to cope with something or heal yourself from something, is identifying what your triggers are. So you guys can also take an example from the list and the causes of workplace anxiety, and that can maybe help you. But it's really important to do this because your brain doesn't automatically associate it right away. It's only after a long period of time, and that maybe by then a lot of damage is already done. So it's important once you start to notice, you know, write it down or become aware of it.
Yeah, and also just make sure, like we've been saying, like, see if it's isolated to when you're at work.
Exactly.
And if it's not and you have constant anxiety, then like go see a professional. Maybe like you might be diagnosed with something.
Exactly. But yeah. Obviously, like some of the tips we share, you could use it as a coping strategy for general anxiety, but like we're not professionals obviously either, so you might need to take another route, or maybe there's more specific information for both these cases, right? This is just like a guiding tool. Yeah, in exactly. a way. So the next step is also like be gentle to yourself and try to quiet your inner critic and self-criticism. I know this is something we repeat, but it's so true. Like when you start feeling nervous, you know, reassure yourself in a positive manner. For example, you can be like, it's okay to feel overwhelmed. You're doing a lot, but you're doing the best that you can, you know. Don't have all these high expectations for yourself and feel like as though your anxiety is unreasonable. If your body is responding in that way, then it's totally valid, you know. So kind of give yourself that like break and credit also. And this is super important, take breaks. Like for example, just like, it doesn't have to be like a 30-minute break or just your lunch break. Just like for a minute, walk away from your desk. Like sometimes what we'll do at work, we're going to go upstairs to fill our water bottles, come back, and you already feel a little bit, it's not going to remove all of your anxiety, but you're just going to feel a bit more like, okay, what steps do I take now?
Yeah, exactly.
Like clear.
And you, like even for us at work, every time someone gets out of a stressful meeting, like we know, like we can see it on each other's faces. So we're like, coffee, coffee.
Yes, coffee. Exactly.
Like we can pinpoint and we're like, coffee break. I'm like, yeah. This happened to me last week. Actually, I got out of a meeting and I was like, I don't even know what to do first. Like, because I had like, I just got out of an approval meeting and there was a lot of changes I had to do, but it was for the next day. But then I also had to do something else. And it was just like a lot of things. And like my coworker saw it on my face. She's like, do you want coffee? I'm like, yeah, I need a break.
Yeah. No,
I'm like, let's go.
Exactly. And that also allows you like a moment maybe to quickly talk it out with your coworker, like vent session for a minute.
Because a lot of the times it's just like you overwhelming yourself, but like you have the time to do it and you just have to organize yourself.
Exactly. So
that's what was happening to me.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about everything I had to do and I was getting so overwhelmed because I'm like, oh my God, I don't have the time. I have so many meetings, blah, blah, blah. But I ended up getting it done.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's also when you're like given so many things last minute, you think they're going to take like a huge amount of time when in reality they're like smaller, small tasks that each take like, yes, a certain amount of time, but not as big as you think. And you're like, okay, I had time. But I also feel you that like when you had a big meeting and then to go back and just start doing that's a lot. I feel like you do need
exactly
a meeting itself. That was work. Don't draining. Think you're not. Yeah, that's, you know, even though if you're not directly doing a task, you're listening, you're taking in information. That's a lot. Like you need a little bit of a break. Even especially when I'm home, I'll be like, you know, you're like, okay, I need like 2 seconds. But when you're at the office, it's different because you want to make it seem like you're doing your stuff too. You know what I mean? Like there's people around you, but don't be ashamed to take that break. And also something that's a good tip also, like you can do a quick like breathing exercise. It can literally be less than a minute. It's not, you don't have to start like whole ass like meditating, sitting on the floor type of thing. Meditation can be seen in so many different forms. You can just practice being mindful and like connecting to your senses for like a minute. That's something we do a lot at our work. It's something we promote. So I feel like I've learned a lot, but like you can do it anywhere at any time and it doesn't have to be long. So that might help. And also like getting in some movement, which can kind of be linked to the walking or stepping away. So that's kind of the same thing, but just like standing up, stretch. Sometimes I'll literally get up and start stretching.
I do that too at work.
Yeah.
And I'm like cracking my back. I'm exactly. like, guys, it's time for movement.
Yeah, exactly. But, and also I feel like it also depends what type of environment, like if they're healthy and support you, then you don't feel embarrassed to do that.
Yeah.
So that is important. So I understand if some people might feel more shy or if you're.
But it's also like, especially when you're at work, I feel like you're reluctant to do it because everyone's working. So if you get up.
And
like,
you're taking a break. Yeah, to it's stretch, like. You're weird. Yeah, exactly.
You're weird.
But just know people are scrolling on their phones all the time. So if you 100%. Take 5 minutes to stretch, you're fine.
They're probably chatting each other like my team.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, just that's a boundary of yours that you need to take those breaks and be, don't be scared to like show people. And it might be intimidating at first, but maybe if you don't want to do it so obviously, like you don't have to get up and stretch, yeah, but just go fill your water bottle. Like who's gonna stop you? Like exactly, the water police? Like,
no, the water police? So like sir.
High school. So funny. The next tip is organization, obviously. Try your best to organize yourself and practice time management. So for example, making to-do lists and prioritizing your work. I feel like that is a big thing. When you start a job, you know, you're like, okay, I'm good, I'm fine. But then things start adding up, more tasks start to come in. You're fully trained now, and then sometimes last minute things. So that's when prioritization comes into play, I feel. Really do like your top three priorities of the day. Okay, like what do you need to get done and what can wait till the next day, you know? Because it's unrealistic to think that you're gonna like work extra hours just to get everything. No, you have the next day for a reason. So just like push some of the things, but do what you have to do for that day. Set a specific time to start and end your workday. For example, if you start at 8, you know, a reasonable time would be 4, and take little breaks in between. Don't overwork yourself, but give yourself that time constraint so you're more focused and you know that after that, you know, like, okay, I don't have to think about this because I took care of my responsibilities. So that might help in just like managing your time. And also one thing that I like is planning your week ahead of time. Like, for example, if you take like the last day of your work week, whether that's like Friday, and you plan the next week as much as you can for the things that you know, and you put your reminders, that way when you go in, you don't need to think about it on Monday and not waste time, but like get back into it. Yeah. You already know what you have to do. Out. Yeah, you just follow that. And then just like scheduling the appropriate amount of time for each task and project, like whatever you think. If you know something's going to take an hour, put in an hour, give yourself realistic goals and standards. I feel like that is important because if you put yourself like 20 minutes for something, but it takes you 45 realistically, you're going to feel bad. You're going to be like,
rushed.
Exactly. And then your schedule is going to be a bit deviated. It's okay. Obviously, not everything's going to be exactly properly timed. But yeah, these are just little tips. I think that organization in general does help prevent some anxiety.
Yeah.
So yeah, try to do that as much as you can, but obviously some things are out of your control. But make sure that you're engaging in activities that honor your like physical, emotional well-being. Like you need, in order to be have a healthy mindset, you also need to take care physically of yourself. So do other activities during the week. Move your body, like do some physical activity, go on walks. Oh, and something that you can do if you're able to, we like to go on like walks outside at lunch.
I can't wait for the weather. It's gonna be so
fun. It's so fun. We literally take 30 minute walks,
as you should.
Like, yeah, I know, it's so nice. And it's an opportunity when you're at the office to do that because you have like your other coworkers with you and you talk, and like it really allows you to like refocus your mindset. So if you can do that, creating workplace boundaries, like identifying like specific behaviors and tasks that you will or won't accept. Like, for example, you know, don't accept to do like overtime 5 days a week, for example, if that's not good for you. Obviously, generally for most human beings, that wouldn't be a good thing, you know what I mean? So create those boundaries, like don't look at your emails after, I don't know, 5:30 or whenever you end your day, or put your out of office sign so people know. Like, make sure it's clear and there's nothing wrong with that. So many people at work will say they're out of office at this time, and it's also to make sure that your time is the other person's time is respected. So don't feel bad for placing those boundaries. Another thing that you can do is basically create like a safe, soothing space at work. So depending on how your desk is set up, and if it's like your permanent desk, maybe you can add some like cute pictures. You can make it your own. You can make it creative, you know? I see my colleagues' little desk corner and I'm like, oh my God.
I'm mine doing is that plain this week, right actually. Now. Yeah. For the longest time, I had like one fake plant. We got a real plant as like a gift from one of our bosses. So I have like two plants and that's it. I was like, I need to bring in some artwork this week. I like printed shit. I'm like, I need to make it cute because like I can't deal with this.
Okay, wait. Now you just inspired me. I'm like, wait, I should bring a plant to
do it. Recently, I found these like old calendars of Monet and Van Gogh. So like every month they have like a painting of theirs and it's from 2005. But I was like, I'm literally just going to bring it and like put every different month days. Show, because my coworker has that for like a shoe calendar.
Yeah. Oh,
and it's like a vintage, like I think hers is even older. Yeah. But I was like, that's so cute.
Exactly.
I'm like, and now I found these, so I'm gonna go bring that. And then I bought our artwork off of Etsy that. So I'm gonna print them smaller and bring them to work and have like a little little area. Because it's so like boring and I'm like staring at that.
Exactly. You want some inspo. Like I see like some of my coworkers have like little kind of like vision board, but small. Yeah. So I'm like, oh my God.
I changed the background of my work computer to my vision board too.
Yeah. So. Honestly, yeah. Just changing your desktop background, guys, makes a difference. I put it every time I open my computer, I'm inspired. Yeah. Mine is like an aura thing. And then auras. Yeah. And it says something about mind, like give your mind peace or give it something like that. But and then I've seen other ones where it's like, come as you are. Like, it's just like nice, especially at work.
Yeah.
I promise this makes a difference, at least for us, I 100%. Feel like. Yeah. But I think it will. Just gives you different vibes. But yeah, this inspired me.
It makes it more like homey in a way because exactly. You're personalizing your space.
Yeah, you're adding color. It makes it more like your vibe, your little like corner. It's cute, you know? So I think this is really nice. You can, if you want, hang family photos. You can add fidget toys. I feel like if you get distracted, you need something to like focus, that might help, like fidget toys and even like a diffuser, maybe, if you can do that. I don't know about that one, because that might bother other people, like
at home,
scent wise. But I mean, hey, look, I was like candle, but then I'm like, don't make anything cat on fire. Don't be like me. No, at work that's a bit different, but definitely like whatever's appropriate, I think you can do. Final one is boost your time away from work. So obviously if you're getting workplace anxiety, that's not something you want to think about 24/7. So try your best to, you know, take all these strategies, create those boundaries and limit how much you think about work. When you're outside work hours, don't work at home, don't think about work, just really try to be present. Like, just do activities that bring you joy, happiness, whether that's hanging out with friends, whether that's painting. Continue that, like, mindful and peacefulness into your life so that you can manage that stress. Because it doesn't stop necessarily when you're home, because thoughts are thoughts, right? They're in our brains, and like the only way
overthinking.
Exactly. Yeah. So you kind of have to actually like tell yourself and try also not to talk about work too much outside of work. I know that that's a habit I'm also trying to improve on, because I feel like it comes up a lot just because that's part of, you know, a lot of our routines now. So it's obviously like, how's work going? Yeah. What do you like?
But also sometimes you rant about work.
Exactly. And like, but then the ranting is like,
you can let it out, but like, don't keep talking about it.
There's a limit to how much ranting can also help, right? Like after a certain point, like Kathy said, like, exactly. So yeah, those are some ways that you can reduce those feelings of workplace anxiety. Sorry, those were a lot of tips, but take pauses and breaks if you need to write them down. Yeah, exactly. But next, this is similar, but it's more ways to cope while you feel anxious. So not preventative measures, but more while it's happening. What are some tips and tricks you can do? So the first one, I've kind of already mentioned it, but like a quick breathing exercise, just literally like feeling your breath. Sometimes there's literally 1 minute Spotify meditations. If you need to put in your earphones 2 seconds, or you want to put in music, a playlist, a feel good playlist while you work. Exactly. Some of my coworkers do that.
I didn't go into the
mic. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Calming playlist.
Like, yeah, exactly. Just do that. So that can really help when you start feeling it. And avoiding negativity. This can be while it's happening, but it can also be a preventative measure. But for example, like if you're already feeling anxious, don't go hang out with like your toxic coworkers or people that are constantly talking about work or people that are gonna influence into your anxiety increasing. I don't know if like that makes
instigate
sense.
More
exactly
anxiety.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. And then this I already mentioned, but stepping away from your desk. This is something I added, but like closing your tabs and shutting down.
Real clothes, like,
oh my clothing. God. That's when you know. Sorry. No, it's good. Closing your tabs or shutting down your work computer and then reopening it. I don't necessarily shut it down, but sometimes when I need like a fresh thing and I had too many tabs, I'm like, yeah, close.
You can also group your tabs, because some of my coworkers, I'm like, girl, you have 40 tabs open. How do you even look at this and not get stressed
out? Exactly. Grouping is the best thing ever.
I always group my tabs.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's also sometimes when you're like anxious and you have a big project, you're just like opening. You're like, you know when a bunch of different research comes in, so you Google like different things, and then you went so fast that you didn't think to like group things. So,
and sometimes I open the same things over and over because I forget what I have open. Like,
it's so annoying. I'm like, wow, but it feels good. So I feel like that's something quick that can maybe help. Give yourself a healthy snack to feel fueled and like energize. Take that. That is, in a way, taking a break, but like sometimes you're just hungry too. Like the mix of feeling anxiety and not being taken care of properly can emphasize the feeling. So definitely do that. Ask for help. Okay, so if you feel comfortable, but at one point you can't keep it all in, you know. I know you may think that other people don't feel this way, or you're gonna seem weak, or that you're not properly equipped to do your job. No, nobody knows or knows everything perfectly, and at the end of the day, you're a team. You're not doing this whole thing, like completing a whole project, like only by yourself. Of course you're helping so that together you can accomplish a common goal, right? Helping the business like move forward and all of that. So don't be afraid to share when you feel anxiety or you feel overwhelmed. Obviously there's like appropriate ways to say it, but I think it's totally normal to say, like, it's not bad to say that I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed or I'm feeling a bit anxious by this. It's not like you're insulting your coworker or manager.
Yeah, it's also better that you vocalize it, because then you also won't be put like at fault in a way if you can't finish a task or something.
Exactly.
And like you have to delay it, because like at least you're vocalizing like, hey, this is overwhelming me and I can't finish it right now. I need to take a break. I won't be able to make the deadline, like stuff like that. Because you're, again, like you said, you're all working towards one common goal. And if there's multiple people working on a project and you know you can't keep your end of the bargain, let's say, at least vocalize it so they can be more understanding about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And I was going to say, a lot of times, sometimes the manager even realizes, oh, I didn't give you the proper resources, or I didn't give you the proper training. So even like, it's literally not all on you. But the only way you find out is once you tell them, because they'll be like, oh, yeah, like, no, no, no. Like they'll reassure. Obviously, if you have a supportive boss, sometimes you might not get like a positive reaction. So this obviously depends on like what your culture is like. But yeah, I think asking for help, maybe it's a coworker then, if it's not your boss or someone. But yeah, sorry, I just like spoke so much. Kathy had to like listen to all that. But yeah, so those are some of the tips. Yeah, I hope it's helpful.
Okay, so last little section that we wanted to talk about is how to lead employees that have anxiety.
Yeah.
So this is more for like managers and directors. We thought it would be interesting to kind of see like on the flip side of it, how to like help your workers.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. So the first one is show your support and encourage transparency. So make it known that you're there for your employees and like vocalize it. Like you gotta speak up. Okay.
Yeah.
You can't just assume that, I'm a great boss and like I feel like I'm trustworthy. Like you have to actually vocalize like, hey, listen, if you're feeling a certain way, if you need more time about something, come talk to me. If you're finding something challenging, come talk to me. We'll work together. We'll try to reprioritize things. Like be super open and kind of flexible when it comes to this certain thing.
Yeah.
Because these feelings are feelings that you can't control, right?
Exactly. No, I feel like that's 100% true. If a leader shows that they're there to support, they're open to open communication, it makes such a difference. You already feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
You know from the get-go, okay, my leader is healthy. My leader actually cares about me, wants to support me, wants me to do my best. So I will let them know.
Like, exactly. And they can also help you pinpoint like what you're overwhelmed about. Is it this project is very challenging and you need more time? Is it that you're in too many meetings, you don't have time to accomplish your other work? Or is it that you're just feeling anxious and there's just too much going on? So then they can help either reduce your workload, take you out of meetings that you don't need to be in. Because sometimes meetings, like, you're put in there just to like listen.
Exactly.
And like sometimes you don't need to be there, so like vocalize that, and maybe they'll just take you out of it so you can like work on your own things at your own pace and stuff. So I feel like just be welcoming so that they can be vulnerable with you.
Exactly. No, for sure.
So the next one I kind of touched upon, but offer flexibility and reasonable accommodations. So if they're feeling anxious at work, they might need extra time to finish a task, just like I said. So establish a due date with each other that you know you have time to push if needed.
Yeah.
And make sure that there's like wiggle room. That's what I call it. I say wiggle room, like within work back. So like I have to do work backs for my job for the rest of the team. So I always
work back.
So work back is basically like you look at the deadline, like it has to be up by this date.
Yeah.
Let me work back and put all the tasks that we need to
do.
Oh,
so right, it's more
like
project
management, let's say.
Okay, yeah. That like yeah. I see what you
mean. So I do it for like what, let's say this is the day we have to flip the website. What are all the tasks that my team has to do?
Beforehand.
And I'll offer like 4 to 5 days of free time so that if we have to push it, at least we have that extra time.
Smart, yeah.
So you can do that with your employees and just to make sure like if they do need that extra time, you have space for it.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's a really good tip.
So ensure your feedback is constructive and not criticism. This is a big one because if I'm anxious and then you're giving me such negative feedback and not like it's not really helping me, you're literally just saying, I don't like the way you did this.
Yeah.
I'm going to feel so shitty about myself.
It's like, what's the next step?
What do I do with this? So like offer feedback in a way that like is helpful basically. And like, I know there's something called like the feedback sandwich.
Oh,
like give
yeah,
something like, positive and like yeah. something more negative, but like say it in a way that's constructive and then give another positive. You could do that if you like, if you don't know how to like.
Right. If you need a guidance.
Exactly.
Like, on how
if
to,
you don't know how to like specifically give feedback.
Right.
Yeah. Another thing is like maybe performance reviews are like super nerve-wracking for this specific employee, so maybe don't give a specific performance review twice a year. Kind of like break it up, like in your one-on-ones give continuous feedback in that way and make it more casual,
informal, so it's not like
exactly
you're anxious before
yeah exactly yeah. And like that's one thing that I like about my boss is that every time we meet together, like she constantly gives feedback so that we're not really surprised in our like obviously I still get anxious about performance reviews
because it's
like,
more official, it's more
more like because I already know how you feel about me, like I'm not going to be surprised what you're saying in
exactly
this review.
Yeah, no, that's so important, like on your one-on-one meetings or when you're meeting your boss, like getting that feedback for sure. No, yeah, I agree.
Enforce healthy boundaries. I think this is a huge thing as a boss to kind of push that your employees take their paid time off, take vacations, take breaks, don't work overtime unless like it's absolutely needed, you know? I feel like it comes from the top down. And if your employees feel like they need to finish something right away because you might get angry type of thing, like obviously they're not gonna respect their own boundaries and they're not gonna enforce that they should be taking care of their mental well-being, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So just make sure that you're very open in promoting work-life balance and like just check in with them and make sure like everything's doing well. And if not, you can even invite them to coffee chats, like if you see that they're not taking breaks and stuff like that. I think that's a huge one.
Yeah, exactly. Someone was mentioned how their employee was basically like working late at night and they saw that they submitted like a task super late and they literally was like, are you okay? Like, okay, we're gonna decrease your workload.
Because,
and I feel like, wow, like, but it also should be on us to like take that step. But it's nice when if you don't have the courage sometimes or you don't know how they're gonna react to have like your leader be like, we're forcing you to like.
Yeah. And I think this happens a lot when you're new to a job or especially if you're right out of graduation. You're, like it's your first job. You wanna prove yourself type of thing. So you're gonna work overtime. Like I did this a lot at the beginning. I'm just like, oh no, I'm gonna finish everything now because like they told me I needed for this day. And then my boss was like, you could have just done it tomorrow. Like you don't need to work.
Most of the tasks, they're 100%. Literally like you could do it in the morning. Like it doesn't take that long. Yeah. And also sometimes I feel like the confusion also comes with the fact that like you have your meeting with your boss and they'll give you extra tasks, but they're listing them out, but they don't necessarily give you a due date for each one. So sometimes you're like, okay, I have to do this now.
Yeah.
But it's not the case. It's more that because they're like listing things, they maybe forget to be like, okay, this needs to be done.
And they're people too. Like they're just trying to get everything out so they don't forget to
tell
you something.
Yeah. Maybe it's more like start working on it or when you're done with your first task, do that, you know, type of thing. Sometimes I like to ask when I'm confused, can you just re-go over like what is my priority for today or for 100%. This week? You know, it's totally normal. Like, so don't feel
And you should be vocalizing that if you feel overwhelmed. Like, go talk to your boss and be like, can you just sit with me? I need to know what the priority is because I don't know what to work on first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
100%.
Don't worry.
And then lastly, offer your employees the right resources to help them. So obviously, if it's something that it's specific to the workplace or if it's something that it's related to an anxiety disorder, just make sure it's known that they can get the help that they need. Make it known that, like, obviously you're not a therapist and, like, yes, be open to, like, them being vulnerable with you and listen to what they have to say, but then offer, like, solutions. And I know that a lot of workplaces offer, like, mental health stuff now.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah,
I think we have Headspace or stuff like that, like, yeah, for meditation.
Yeah, exactly.
And just make it known that, like, they're not alone in this. Like, a lot of people feel this and they can get the help that they need.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. Well, that was a big episode.
Yeah. I think, do we have takeaways? Do you want to say something or do you want me to?
I think the takeaway is that everyone experiences this. Like we saw from the poll, I feel workplace anxiety all the time.
It's normal. It's also super communication, normal. Right? Like not miscommunication, but you interpreting sometimes the urgency 100%. Of things. Yeah.
And I think like communication itself is huge and just like being vocal about what you're feeling.
Exactly.
If you're talking to a coworker, if you're talking to a friend, or if you're talking to your boss, like as soon as you say something, they're gonna be like, oh yeah, I felt that too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like it's, you're not alone in this.
Yeah. I know in some cases, like I said, miscommunication, but sometimes your boss or someone's just an asshole. So
100%.
That's a different, like for sure.
That's a different stressor.
That's a different stressor, but these are, I feel like, all tools that you can use for whatever scenarios. So
all right.
Okay, so yeah, that's pretty much like the end of the episode. We hope you guys enjoyed it. We hope it's helpful. And if you have any extra tips that maybe we missed, let us know in the comments. Make sure to like, subscribe, share. We're on YouTube. All the all the podcast platforms. And you can follow us on our socials. They'll all be linked down below.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye.